cherry tomatoes. They called them cherry tomatoes.
And they would come up sometimes.
They'd come up wild, like right here, right in the backyard. And that's why you get a wild bush. You know, and you get the big tomatoes and what they call the Creole tomatoes.
Yeah.
Which is what we have now. That's what we pick up in the garden right now. I like a little Creole tomato. It's not a very big tomato, but it tastes real good.
We used to call those shit houses.
Yeah. That's where they got to grow. That's where they grow.
Yeah, that's where they grow. Yeah, the body can't digest the seed. Okay, along with your meat, you might have a bait. Well, you mentioned potatoes. What different types? Did you grow any different types here?
Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Okay.
A sweet potato was used more or less as a dessert. Although you do fry it just like you do French fries.
Yeah.
But most of the time they were cooked with syrup added to them, a lot of sugar,
uh-huh.
and baked in an oven, and then something like a potato pie, you'd make that, and also pumpkins. You had a lot of that around here, pumpkin pie. They used to call them la giblotte in French. That was the thing, when you had raisins to that, man, that was real good.
But
it's been years since I ate it. The lady you're about to go interview when you leave here makes that ever so often. When I stop by, I'll pass by, she'll give me a little piece of, and then we made it, bread pudding was a constant dessert that you had all the time.
Yeah.
The bread that was left over that you didn't want to throw away, you made pudding with it. It soaked into milk, and then raisins added to it, or whatever you know. Nowadays, I make it a lot. I love it. But I put the fruit cocktail in it, I put crushed pineapple in it, all kinds of things. In those days, it was just raisins and bread and butter, you know, just to make it, give it a good taste.
Yeah. Okay, onions, did you have those little small ones, that grow wild?
Right, we still got them. They still grow wild here.
What are those?
We call them just small onions. They're real small, and you go out there and pull them out of the ground and cut them or clean them up good and pickle that. Pickle that in vinegar. You get jars of pickled onions all the time. And now they got those little Creole onions, they call them, too. They're little bitty onions, a little bit bigger than the wild ones. And then, of course, you got your great big onions. But those Creole onions are the best. They got a fire in them.
Yeah. Like sweet potatoes, yams, would that be?
Well, that's what they call yams. I would just refer to as sweet potatoes.
Any type, yeah. Kind of vegetables that came in large leafy heads.
You had your lettuce. You had your, mustard greens.
Yeah.
All that was grown, and that was, it cooked that cabbage.
How much for that would you raise using that?
Well, those type of vegetables, usually a couple of rows, they call that a row, where you plant the stuff.
Yeah.
A couple of rows was set aside in a field, like your cucumber field, which was the cucumbers was raised, they planted that for a living. But they always planted their little garden on the side for food. Might have a couple, some people had a little bit bigger a garden with vegetables in it other than what they were going to sell. String beans, too, that was a lot of planted fields of beans.
Different types of them?
Well, there's long string beans. There's long green beans.
Uh-huh.
The day you buy them in a can, they cut green beans, they refer to French-style cut green beans. Well, that would be planted a lot of that. They used to sell that, a lot of bushels. That was sent to the French market. And, of course, you kept what you needed to eat.
Yeah. Okay. Any different types of string beans, or is that just one type of bean?
That's one type of bean. I remember long string. I imagine they have some kind of name for them.
Yeah.
And another bean they used to plant down here too, and that bean was planted not for consumption, although today they would probably find something to do with it. They used to call it a velvet bean. It was a black bean that grew on a vine, and when you would finish your crop, they would plant that to keep the soil fertile.
Yeah.
And they would plant what they call a velvet bean.
I heard about that.
That's
what
I'm telling. Yeah, the reason they call it velvet, because the shell was velvet, just like velvet, real smooth velvet. That's why they named it the velvet beans. I'm imagining today they got another name for it. I don't know.
Yeah, you probably spent a lot of time.